Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yeah, Steve Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Russ. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Russ, you understand this here game is played.
I do, but I just want to say one thing. Thank you very much. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
Yeah.
The Benny Hill Pilot Ryan thing was great.
Well, we're just trying to lighten the mood, man, you know.
Dude, I was in tears driving in traffic from Seattle to Port Orchard.
And make sure you tell people you're laughing at the beginning of Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Then explain. All right.
It was great. Okay, I'm ready for this one.
All right, I realize that I slacked today, and I'm just discovering this now. So today, you have your choice of one of two categories, as it were. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We also offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
You know what? Let's play with drugs today.
A fine choice. We go to Hudson Valley, New York, where a man who crossed the double yellow lines and smashed into a pole is accused of driving under the influence of drugs. Now, on Friday, just before 1 p.m., police responded to a 911 call reporting a single vehicle auto accident. After responding, it was determined that 37-year-old David Bergasma, he was traveling westbound in a 2002 Jeep when he crossed the double yellow lines in an eastbound lane and then left the roadway striking a telephone pole. The impact of the crash was so severe that the pole snapped in half and wires came down across the road. Now, Bergasma, he was found to be operating the vehicle under the influence with the revoked driver's license and did not have the interlock device in the vehicle. An interlock, in case you're wondering, that's a device that is court-ordered from a previous DWI arrest. Anyway, he was charged with driving while impaired by drugs, aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, operating a vehicle without an interlock device, as well as criminal possession of drugs. The question is, what drug was this pillar of society on when he crashed into a pole? Was it crack? Was it fentanyl? Was it meth? Or was it heroin? So crack, fentanyl, meth, or heroin?
That's a toss-up. If
you've been up for a few days on meth,
yeah, he's
going to
sleep his butt off. Never knew what happened. Heroin can do the same thing, but you know what?
Second
choice these days, let's call it fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Okay. Ted, I'm going crack.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's crack, too. Because he's already got the device in there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like of all those drugs, crackheads drink the most.
Okay. What was this guy when he crashed his car? Crack, fentanyl, meth, or heroin? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is the drugs on profile. This guy, New York man who crossed the double yellow, driving by himself and smashed into a pole while high on drugs.
Yeah.
Question is, what drug was he on? Crack, fentanyl, meth, or heroin?
And Russ, that is a question we posed to you, but let us start with Miles Montgomery and V. Ted Smith. Both of you agreed crack.
Wow,
Ted, you're not wrong. Crack addicts do still like the booze, right? Like,
yeah.
One does not negate the other. But I remember, too. Like, I'm flying on crack. I'm like, you're also drunk, but whatever. Blame the crack. And, Russ, you went with fentanyl.
No.
Right, that was not fentanyl. In this case, it was heroin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Little car nap.
Do those breathalyzers work on drugs?
I think his may have been in there for alcohol related, so maybe he's just doing
everything.
But the other thing is he disconnected it, so.
Got him.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
That's just how every idiot in my head sounds.
They'll never catch me. Dumbass.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Colbert.
Steven.
Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right for the tonight's guests. Have teams and talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Fast food joint Chipotle is set to launch a new Adobo Ranch dip. And then after 4 hours, you'll launch it.
Seth?
That's Seth.
The fast food chain Chipotle is set next week to launch a new Adobo Ranch dip. And then about 4 hours later, you'll launch it.
Once a favorite of celebrities like Rebel Wilson and Trailblazer in plus-size fashion, the mall store Torrid is now closing up 180 stores after a sharp drop in sales. Well, thanks, Ozempic.
The Ted Smith.
Yes. You know, it's me. There's other real reasons. So I was like, look, I guess it stops working.
Yeah.
I can't even stay open. TSA just reminded travelers that Costco cards cannot get you through airport security. However, it does count as a pilot license for Spirit Airlines.
Colbert.
Fallon.
The TSA just reminded travelers that Costco cards cannot get you through airport security. However, it does count as a pilot's license for Spirit Airlines.
Disney World announced last week it'll be closing the Rivers of America, Tom Sawyer Island, and the Liberty Square Riverty Boat attractions. Oh, no, said your lamest kid.
Disney World announced last week it'll be closing the Rivers of America, Tom Sawyer Island, and the Liberty Square Riverboat attractions. Oh, no, said your lamest kid.
I was dying when I heard that this morning. CNN's live airing of Good Night and Good Luck pulled over 7 million viewers. It's odd. People will watch a play about news on CNN, but won't watch news on CNN.
Fallon.
That's Fallon.
CNN's live airing of George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck pulled in over 7 million viewers. It's odd. People will watch a play about the news on CNN, but they won't watch the news on CNN.
Just the way the world works now. And I have been to Disney World a bunch.
You're devastated about Tom Sawyer?
No. Never went on those rides. Those rides suck.
Yep, of course.
But I'm just telling you, whatever they put in there, people will be pissed. But, I mean, I'm telling you, right?
Pissed like what? Because they're getting rid of these?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, just mark my words. Whatever they put in, it'll be, you know, something, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
People will be pissed. You know, like, oh, we had this, like... Look, I've been at Disney World a lot. Like, the only reason we go to the Country Bear Jamboree, which I'm not even sure is there anymore, is because my uncle likes it. My one uncle, Tim. So, like, as a note to him, we'd go there. But, like, right. That stuff they're closing, that stuff has sucked for years.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
There's no real ride.
You could get rid of, I mean, honestly, I know this sounds anti-Disney. You could get rid of It's a Small World, too.
Yes!
I mean, even for me.
Not in Disneyland.
There's a few I have not been on and won't go.
So, in that area, it's mostly for little kids. So, like the Flying Dumbos, the teacups, and all that.
Sure.
It is the only place in that area where you can get air conditioning.
All right.
Oh, it's 96 degrees. You need to pop in there. It's short. It's 2 minutes. You just get cooled off. Last time we were there, I did it twice.
Just to cool off.
Just to cool off.
That's fair. Let's see. Roseanne. We all remember Roseanne.
Yeah.
She had a show called Roseanne.
Oh! Yeah, that Roseanne.
Who knows? She talks a lot. So anyhow, basically, they fired her from Roseanne right? Because ABC fired a star over alleged racist tweets.
It was Ambien, man.
It's right. Not alleged.
Yeah.
They were actually racist.
Then they killed off her character via drug overdose. So now they renamed it the Conners. Now there's a new documentary called Roseanne in America. In America. She said, they called me and asked me if I'd come back as a guest star. You asked me to come back to the show that Jeffrey stole from me and killed my ass. Now you want me to come back because you got an Effie rating, play a ghost. She told him no. She'll be bowling that week.
Yeah.
But.
That's fair.
If they did, yeah. Right, who knows?
Well, no. Fair enough. But, yeah. You sent the tweets, man.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Right. It's the Ambien. Side effects include low occurrence of stroke, racism.
That's why I just keep one on.
That's why she stopped taking it.
In case something racist comes out. Oh, got my Ambien.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know.
Roseanne will be happy to tell you, I take more Ambien now, just so I can be more racist.
Right.
That Seth Meyers joke in there about your lamest kid. I'll tell you who's not a lame kid. All right. It's a 5-year-old.
All right.
5-year-old girl. They're simply asking her favorite part about hockey in the Panthers games.
The fighting. It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
We're going to be okay.
And what was I just saying about my son last year, July 4th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was a fight broke out of the park we're at, right? And he's in a different area than me. Fireworks meant nothing. He and his buddies were so excited to tell us about the fist fight that they saw break out on the field. I'm like, all right. I get it, man.
Yeah. I mean, and especially, too, like, I mean, first of all, good for our parents taking her a game, you know, a Stanley Cup Finals game. But that was ridiculous watching all that.
Oh, God, yeah.
And look. I said this in the office. I don't think I said this on the air. It got to a certain point where even I was like, all right. The announcer's like, it's hockey. We're getting a little ridiculous with these fouls. The Edmonton was just slashing
Game's
guys.
Game's over.
Right, yeah. Game was over. Just let it be. But I think the entire country got together this year when we watched that first USA-Canada game, and everybody started dropping gloves. Everybody's like, you know what? F it. I like hockey. Yeah. And I think it helps, right? Like, you know, when I used to go to those hockey tournaments with Migs to Spokane, that beer garden was the friendliest beer garden you'd ever been in. Because unlike other sports, those guys took care of it on the ice.
Sure.
Right? So it's not like...
And not a whole lot of spillover.
Right. I've seen a lot of fights after basketball. And I'm talking like men's league.
I'd say basketball's
these are full-grown adults, right?
You see that guy in Puerto Rico? It's like 2 nights ago. He used to play in the NBA. I cannot think of his name. So he's in the Puerto Rican league. They're playing whatever team. He is in. He's on the visiting team. I do not know what the fan courtside said to him. But Big Brother walks over and he's just grabbing his junk. So you can kind of guess what he's saying. Like, suck up on this. But they're kind of face to face. Then the guy double flips him off. Basketball players, whatever you might think, are large men. And this guy's massive for a basketball player. Grabs this guy's arm. Well, now a little bit of a fight breaks out. All right, so all the teammates come over because obviously the NBA guy is going to kill this fan. They understand this, even if the guy provoked him and deserves it. Like, hey, man, don't do that. So they kick the guy out of the game. As he's walking out, of course, now the crowd is razzing him. And one of the guys above the tunnel gives him the double bird. Keep in mind, he's still steamed from this other fan, all right? So the guy gives him the double bird. He reaches up and grabs both of the wrists of this guy. The guy manages to pull out of the basketball player's grip, but returns the favor with a cup of beer to the head. That made things worse. Now Big Brother is trying to climb up there and beat this guy's ass, okay? But security has to tackle him. Keep in mind, this is still on the court. Security has to tackle him, and you can see he's trying to get those guys off. And even though they're security and they're big, this guy's also big, but also really, really pissed off. So they finally get him on his feet, and they're trying to just pull him into the tunnel to get away from this guy that's still yelling down at him. But now every freaking fan there is dumping beer on this guy. And I mean, full cups, raining down.
Yeah.
Once again, he breaks contain from security because he's going to go up in the seats and beat somebody's ass. They managed to get him out of there before it got worse. But, I mean, it was like a 5 to 7 minute ordeal. I was watching it yesterday like, wow, man. Like, don't
right. I mean, I've seen fights
guys.
At men's league softball.
Yeah.
I mean, after little league sports and everything else.
Little
I'm
league's
saying,
the worst.
At least with hockey, it seems like they take care of it on the ice. And then there's no reason to be fighting each other afterwards, right? Or like I always say, right? Like, sadly, you can't go to an NFL game without seeing a fight. It's going to happen every time. But I always tell people, and granted, I get it. People are younger. But like, I'm just at a point now. I go, look, if they're not fighting on the field, what are we fighting?
One of the weirder things I've seen.
And also some of the stuff, like, people got to recognize too, like, especially with soccer in our country, right? We have cities and teams. Some of that stuff you see, the hooliganism, which was bad, right? And I get it. I watch all the stuff on it. But a lot of that had to do with religious stuff, why you cheered for one team in that town, not the other. Also, like, you know, Liverpool, their biggest rival is Everton, right? Mm-hmm. Their stadiums are across just a river from each other. So you live in you live this close to these people all the time.
How close they were. And so my wife and I went to London, and all I can remember is Tottenham Hotspur was playing, okay? Cool.
F them.
And someone, they were playing someone that night. We did not realize they're all in London.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So we're at this bar, and this guy, because he's wearing his Hotspur stuff, and he's all excited, and like, what time's the game coming on? He goes, look, man, it's just a matter of, this is one of our biggest rivals. So he goes, so if you guys keep walking to explore the city, like, because I said, you know, I'll pull for your team. He's like, oh, thanks. Well, if you do, don't go to that bar over there. I'm like, the hell's wrong with that bar over there? He's like, man, basically the street you're on is the line of demarcation. Like, if you live on that side of the street, you're a fan of this team.
Oh, it was probably Arsenal then.
I was like, for real? He's like, yeah. So he broke it down. I honestly, I did not realize that these teams play. It'd be like Seattle having seven different soccer teams.
Correct.
Right, but you really, really, really hate Queen Anne for some reason, right? And Queen Anne doesn't want to hear from Fremont and all. And so you get in fights. Because like you said, everything's
I bet we do have seven teams.
What, soccer teams?
Yeah, between the Ballard team, the ladies, the guys, the juniors, right. Starfire.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, right, it's just a lot closer, right? I mean, that's why that stuff matters. And again, most of those old school cities are going to have a red team and a blue team. I forget which one would be Catholic, which right, one would be Protestant.
Yeah.
So you have all that stuff. Whereas I just grew up and you just hate another city for no good reason. Yeah, Dallas.
Pittsburgh.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's no, American
no
stuff.
No knowledge needed.
I have been watching about halfway through the season, though. I started watching season two of Tires on Netflix.
How is it?
I like it, but I'm an unabashed Shane Gillis guy, right? So, like, I'll put it to you this way. I think it's funnier than the first season already. And, you know,
it's an auto parts store, tire store. It's tires.
Yes, tire store, yeah. But you...
Duh. Tires.
Tires.
Right? Well, it's on the promo where he's talking to the woman. And I was like, that looks pretty funny.
I still just can't get over, like, I knew he grew up... Like, it makes so much more sense now where, like, that place takes place... This and that, and when I met him backstage and told him what's about, oh, you know my cousin. What? And then I'm like, oh, that does make, yeah, you guys have the same last name. That makes sense. And it's not like Smith.
Right.
Like, it's kind of a big name, but I was like, and then it just clicked in my head, like, no wonder you make so many Civil War jokes and everything.
You're from the area.
Right, like, you're like a guy like me that went around those areas and watched it. But no, I think the second season's funnier, and honestly, they do a good job. There's so many funny comedians in there to me that aren't on that like top level, but like now you see him in there, or what's it like Francis Ellis from Barstool. He used to be a Bro Bible guy. His character, you just want to hate him, and then this season you really get a reason to, which made it even better for me. He's still walking in and you want to hate him. All right, what are you going to watch tonight? Speaking of hate, you got the zombie Sonics, you got the Pacers taking on the Thunder. When it comes to OKC Thunder, let that hate out.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Cheer for the Pacers, man. Lord knows I am. Most of the city will be as well, but should be a good game.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room. Put our meat in your mouth and throw the best sausage party in town with delicious Men's Room beer brats from Uli's Famous Sausage. Available at your favorite local grocers. And it's filled with Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Fire up the grill while helping our friends at the Fisher House. Men's Room beer brought details and locations at KISW.com. You are listening to the Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Denver man tries to flee from police, forgetting there was an officer inside his car. Meanwhile, a woman shares a video of herself on fire to show her life on drugs had gone too far. Florida bear hits up a hot tub, then eats some donuts before taking a nap.
Nice.
A bear in Virginia doesn't think the suburban cul-de-sac lifestyle is crap. And two New Jersey kids set a home on fire with a flare gun. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Gotta love when you hit those wrong buttons. Our top story.
I like the hawk coming in right over the top.
Right? It's not bad.
Boom.
Here I come. I'm swooping in. Our top story, we go to Florida, where criminals have a conscience. Two men inside of a local Circle K got themselves into an argument that eventually boiled to the point of turning physical. While the story doesn't detail exactly what the two were arguing about, it ended when one of the two stabbed the other with a machete that he had at his disposal.
Why?
Side note, machete's not the best at stabbing, so that's quite the feat there. Officers patrolling the area were stopped by the sister of the man that was stabbed to inform them of the incident and let them know that her brother was being taken to the hospital for his injuries by the very man that stabbed him. They arrived at the hospital to find their stabbing victim getting the treatment that he needed, along with his attacker, who was also near his truck, which held the evidence of the machete that he that was used in the fight, as well as blood from the victim in the back of the truck. All this was enough for officers to arrest the man on several charges.
It wasn't nice enough to take him to the hospital.
Right.
Granted, he stabbed him with a machete first.
That's the whole thing that I've got going on here is like, you were so mad that you grabbed a machete, not just to brandish it, but you used the damn thing and stabbed the dude. But then you felt bad enough about it, like, all right, dude, get in the truck. We'll take you to the hospital. Come on. What were you two fighting about?
Trying to get a ride from someone. Can you give me a lift somewhere? No.
Meanwhile, in Denver, officers got a call about a crash that had occurred in the area. Several officers arrived on the scene to find the vehicle in question, a GMC Yukon that had smashed its way to a stop and with the driver inside unresponsive. One of the officers entered the SUV and attempted to shut the vehicle off, which was about the time that the driver woke up. In a bit of a daze, the driver immediately attempted to flee the scene, dislodging the SUV from its sticking point and driving away with the officer still inside the car. Officers were able to bring the vehicle to a stop using an immobilization technique that crashed it into a light pole, and the driver was arrested. Nobody was injured in the crash.
What do you think the cop said? Like, hey, buddy, did you forget that I'm here, man?
He's got to have talked to him the entire time.
Like, this is not going to end well. Just pull over, dude.
Right. You think he shouted at him? Do you think it was that cool? Like, dude, just pull over. We've got you. They know. I'm going to tell him exactly where you're going.
I think he was probably yelled at first and then just said, look, man, I mean, you understand the decision you're making. I am in your vehicle.
You're done, dude.
You're trying to flee the police, but you understand no matter where you go, the police are right there because I'm right here.
He was probably pretty messed up.
That's my guess.
He was probably pretty messed up.
That's a power move.
That's a fact. A woman in the UK is advocating for people to rehabilitate themselves from substance abuse after her checkered past and is even using the video that turned her life around as a cautionary tale. This is wild. She tells local media that her abuse of substances started at the young age of 14 and quickly escalated to the point that she was drinking in the morning during her junior and senior years of high school. From then, things continued to spiral out of control with the introduction of crack cocaine and heroin, a child that she had suffered postpartum depression from, and a toxic relationship that all fueled her addictions. That toxic relationship is what brought her to her breaking point after a video was shown to her that he had taken, featuring her passed out in her bed in a drug-induced state, after she herself had set the bed on fire before passing out.
She was awake. She was awake watching it.
Yeah.
She's on fire. She's just sitting there going, ha, 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 ha. Boyfriend comes and goes, hey.
That's awesome. He takes video of the damn thing.
Wow.
The boyfriend laughed at the scene of his girlfriend on fire, sending the video to his friends after putting out the blaze and bringing her back to consciousness. Shortly thereafter, she got a text, honestly, happenstance, from a rehabilitation advocate that was referring her to another facility for treatment out of the blue, unprompted. She's just like, hey, you know, just in case you're looking for some more help, like, here's where you can go. And she wasted no time. 6 months in the facility, and she now has a new lease on life and has taken up her own role as a rehabilitation advocate. And she's trying to clean people up over there in the UK.
In the weirdest way, good for her.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is wild.
I remember Richard Pryor set his ass on fire to freebasing Lee. Yeah.
Dear God.
That's how messed up he was, you know? And I believe he was like kind of like a wake-up call, man.
Richard Pryor was Coke, and Michael Jackson was Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hell.
What?
You're not wrong.
But just in case those stories have to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Virginia, where they honor the wildlife. You may recall the story of a bear that wandered into the backyard of a suburban PG County, Maryland home over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, you're not PG anymore.
This is our county now.
You shouldn't be in PG County.
Yeah, no
good. It is what it's good for.
So
I grew up in PG County, I can say that.
The crazy part about this story is where they relocated the bear to.
Exactly.
So they relocated the bear to Western Maryland. That's about 2.5 hours away.
Yep.
That mother came back.
Yes, he did.
That
guy
came back.
It appears that our bear got a taste of the good life and has no plans of letting it go that easily. He was just spotted in another suburban area in Virginia, treating himself to the comfort of the neighborhood trees before authorities arrived to ruin the fun. He was eventually tranquilized and relocated again, but the city felt the need to honor the animal's desire for the high life by giving him a name and officially dubbing June 9th as, wait for it, Eldon the Beer Day. The Bear Day.
Eldon the Bear Day.
Eldon the Bear. They named him Eldon.
Why?
I don't know. Is that a big name out in PG County?
No. I can tell you, I can think of a lot of names that would be a lot more popular than Eldon.
I mean, look, the guy got a taste of the suburbs. Yeah, he was like, I'm in. Right? He's like, living out the sticks is right. for the other right.
Guy. Going down the garden.
That's right. This is nice out here.
Yeah.
Maybe he popped into a Cluck U and had some wings.
They got Applebee's. They got all the change. They got some Five Guys.
Soft shell crab.
Hey. Have you had these fries from Checkers?
Have you been to Western Maryland?
I like chain trash.
I love it.
These Smiths know how to make popcorn. Nice beer garden.
You mind calling it the Bear Garden?
I'm Eldon.
Men's room sports. The downfall of the Mariners continues as they gave up another loss to Arizona last night, marking their third straight series loss and have dropped to 3 games back of the Astros for first place in the AL West.
They had back-to-back jacks, though.
Yeah, good job, boys. They're on the road tomorrow as they make their way back home to host the Guardians over the weekend, and I'm sure that won't be terrible at all. But just in case you want to watch something else on tonight, you've got NBA Finals over on ABC. As far as your weather, clouds are moving in again tonight to bring temperatures down to the low 50s, and they'll stick around this time to keep it mostly cloudy for tomorrow with a high of, you wait for it, 69.
Nice.
That's it for your headlines. That, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, and the head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.